Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining our third quarter 2017 results presentation conference call. Please note that today's call is being recorded. From GB Auto, we have Dr. Ruth Gabor, CEO, and Mr. Mustafa El Mahdi, CFO, presenting third quarter 2017 results. I will hand over to Dr. Gabor for his presentation, then we will have a question and answer session. Dr. Gabor, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining our third quarter results call. With me here today is Mustafa El Mahdi, our Chief Financial Officer. As you know, we continue to disclose our financials for the auto and auto-related and GB Capital separately. We believe that breaking down the financials in this way, we are giving you more clarity on how we operate and making it easier for shareholders and analysts to forecast top-line growth, cash flow generation, and relevant net financial debt. Broadly speaking, the third quarter unfolded as expected. Consumers buying entry-level cars are struggling with the impact of high inflation. As a result, they are adapting slowly to new vehicle prices. On the other hand, consumers buying mid-segment cars have no issue adapting with the new vehicle prices. Against this backdrop, our emphasis throughout this year has been to reduce inventory levels. This strategy continued throughout the third quarter, and we are seeing some early signs of a slow market recovery that we expect could gain pace in 2018. Particularly important is that our vehicles are moving at an improved pace. We have maintained our market share above 30%, and we expect to return to our historical 33% rate by year's end. Our inventory position in the auto and auto-related business division has been reduced by more than 25% to £3.8 billion in the third quarter. As we aim to regain market share, we'll also be working to reduce debt. Quite simply, our debt structure in the current interest rate environment is eroding profitability. Profitability that, as you know, was already hampered by slow sales. We've tackled this on two fronts. We're cutting debt and financing charges, and we're working with suppliers to obtain better pricing and terms on models going forward. Together with rising revenues, this has allowed us to reduce auto and auto-related net debt to 4.8 billion Egyptian pounds at the end of the quarter. We see this trend continuing in the coming quarters. In parallel, we are reaching a level of price positioning that, with current exchange rate, will give us a reasonable margin. Looking forward, that will be the game changer for us. If 2017 was about decreasing inventory levels and bringing down auto and auto-related net debt, 2018 will be about returning to profitability against a backdrop of better price positioning, lower debt, we hope falling interest rates. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll give you a quick business-by-business overview of the third quarter, and then Mustafa will take the call to walk you through financials. On the passenger cars front, it is safe to say that by the end of the third quarter, inventory reduction is no longer a focal point of our business strategy. Going forward, our focus will be on regaining margins. Moving to motorcycles and three-wheelers, it's clear to us that the market of three-wheelers is back to its historical level. As they are an income-generating asset for their owners, they are picking up. But motorcycles are a consumer product. The slower sales recovery reflects this and was also influenced by a hike in custom duties. We have an aggressive plan to bring price-competitive motorcycles back to the market. We expect in December to begin manufacturing Boxer brand chassis and will be doing complete CKD with local value-added content. This will see total custom duties on motorcycles fall to about 5%, down from 30%, allowing us to cut prices and drive volume growth back to historical levels. After sales continues to be a bright spot. The slow market has seen a drop in walk-in traffic as fewer new models come in for under-warranty service. But a slower replacement cycle is also driving people to maintain older vehicles. We are aggressively pushing after sales and have renegotiated pricing on spare parts with a number of key suppliers, allowing us to maintain volumes and in some cases improve margins. Tires is similarly operating at historical highs, and the turnaround of our lubricant business continues apace. We have growth strategies kicking in now for both businesses. We are proud of the impressive performance of GD Capital, which continues to capture more market share across its five subsidiaries. We believe 2018 will be another record-breaking year in terms of revenues, portfolio size, and profitability. I'd like to start giving you some guidance for the upcoming quarter per line of business. For passenger cars, we expect revenues in the range of £2.3 billion. As for two- and three-wheeler division, we expect revenues in the range of £725 million. We expect revenues of tires in the range of £225 million. The commercial vehicle and construction equipment division should see revenues in the range of £300 million. For our regional operations, we expect revenue in the range of £560 million. Revenues for the after-sales division are expected to be in the range of £250 million. GD Capital should see revenue in the range of £950 million. Finally, the group's consolidated gross profits will be in the range of 11%. So I did not add up, but I think this is about £5.3 billion total sales revenue at 11% gross margin. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll conclude my remarks and turn the call over to Mustafa, who will recap our financial performance. Then we'll open the call to your questions. Mustafa, please.
Thank you, Dr. Rauf. The profit margins of GD Auto and auto-related segments were hammered by our inventory reduction efforts. However, the passenger car segment is showing signs of recovery, with revenues for the division gaining 36.2% quarter-on-quarter. GD Auto was successful in recapturing market share in third quarter of 2017, which climbed to 36.6% compared to 31.3% in second quarter 2017. Revenues from Egypt passenger car recorded a 76.2% quarter-on-quarter increase in third quarter 17 to 2.2 billion Egyptian pounds on back of significantly higher volume. GB also sold a total of 10,977 units during this quarter, which is 69.3% higher than second quarter. We have seen also an auto-related net debt fall to 4.8 billion Egyptian pounds, down from 5.5 billion Egyptian pounds at the end of the second quarter, a trend we expect to continue throughout the coming quarters. GB Capital delivered solid performance in third quarter with revenues up to 41.3% year-on-year after intercompany elimination, reaching 604.9 million Egyptian pounds, contributing 12% on group revenues and 24.8% on revenues growth in absolute terms. GD Capital has again delivered a strong performance with net portfolio assets worth 5.3 billion Egyptian pounds, up by 40% since the beginning of the year, and an annualized return on average equity stood at 51.5% and a return on average assets at 19.9%. Portfolio health and quality have remained very solid. GD Capital's provision levels have grown in line with loan portfolio growth as a matter of prudent risk management. GD Capital remains conservatively leveraged compared to regulatory caps, which allowed the company to borrow for long-term debt up to 8 times of shareholders' equity for GD Lease and Drive. Total leverage for GD Capital stood at 4.26 times as of 30th of September 2017, versus 3.37 times as per the regulator diminished. At a consolidation group level, GD Auto's net margins during the 9-month period were affected by increased finance costs worth 954.6 million Egyptian pounds that results from higher levels of official interest rates, which increased 7% since November 2016. That concludes my presentation for today. Ladies and gentlemen, we can now open the floor to your questions. Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow for everyone to signal for a question. Thank you. We will now take the first question from Hadi Medhat from Ferris Brokerage. Please go ahead.
Hello, and thanks for holding the call. I just have one question on margins. You indicated that you plan to regain margins going forward and that inventory liquidation is not the focal point. How do you plan to increase margins? Do you plan to increase prices on cars in 4Q and going forward?
Yeah, already, as a matter of fact, from Q3 we started a gradual monthly increase in prices for passenger car models. Currently, as we speak, we are making 2 increases a month. So we do an increase at the beginning of the month, another increase at the middle of the month. And what helps us doing this is that we see competition is there is no supply, or the supply of the competition is becoming much less than before. So although the market is not that strong, but the supply is even weaker than the weak market. So that's about passenger cars. In terms of 2- and 3-wheelers, we actually in Q1 and Q2 try to re-energize the market by compromising our margins. We see the market is came back already in the 3-wheelers, so we are trying to regain the margins we historically enjoy. We are yet not close to that, but we are quarter by quarter, if you compare our margins in Q3 compared to Q2, you will definitely see an improvement, a clear improvement. Comparing Q4 to Q3, I hope you will be able to see further improvement. So I don't want to waste your time, but all over the business, we see that there is room now to improve our margins. We are not anymore in the mood of inventory liquidation. We are almost there. I believe that by the end of this year, we will have reached the real optimum level of inventory. We will not need to further reduce, and we don't have the pressure to make us compromise on margin any further. We are gaining market share, we are improving our margins, and you can read this in the reports of ABIC, how our market share has been growing from less than 20% to today over 30%, and another 3 or 4% will be regained during this quarter.
Okay, so you don't think the price increases might slow down sales?
We haven't seen this in the past. So we are not applying a 5% or a 10% price increase, but we are applying a 0.5% or a 1% price increase, which is very well absorbed or received by the market. We are not doing it once a month, we are doing it twice a month. So even if you are talking about 0.5%, which is the minimum price increase you apply, this means a 1% per month, which means a 12% per year. And with the stability of the foreign currency, that will definitely show a clear improvement in the margin. I don't mean to say that we'll continue increasing the prices that aggressively, but at least we will do that until we regain our normal margin level.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a few moments to allow for any questions. There are no further questions in the telephone queue at this time, gentlemen.
Are you sure?
Once again,
can you ask them again?
Certainly, sir. Once again, as a reminder to our participants, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question or make a comment on today's results. Once again, star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions on the telephone queue at this time.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for attending our call, and I hope we will be able to deliver very good results for the fourth quarter, hopefully in March. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation today. You may now disconnect.